This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The man is on a roll. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Follow the show on Facebook. Facebook.com/The Mark Cox Show.
Are you ready to go on the offense? We have to win back our young people. I am the only candidate in this race for any of these positions that is under 30. We had a 20-point shift to the right of our young people. We must show our young people we give a damn about them.
Yeah, you know who that is? I know you wouldn't recognize that voice, Kim. That is the one and only David Hogg, he was a student at Parkland when it happened. I don't think he was there the day the shooting happened. But he has become a complete mouthpiece for gun control in this country. And he is young. He's under 30 now still. And he's been elected as like vice chair of the DNC. To give you an idea of the direction that they're going at the DNC right now, that's one start. But there's been a new development. We've got Jeanette Hoffman with us. She's a political strategist, a president of Marathon Public Affairs. Jeanette, welcome in.
Hi, good morning, Mark. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, thank you for giving us a few minutes this morning. Tell us about the new guy. Is it David Lau? Am I pronouncing his name correctly?
It's actually Roger Lau, but
Roger.
Yeah. And he was the mastermind behind the Elizabeth Warren for President campaign. So that kind of tells you a little bit about the direction where the Democrats are going. It doesn't seem like they've learned from their mistakes from November, and actually it seems like they're doubling down on the woke left.
So,
and yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying he's the executive director below, I guess, the chair, Ken Martin, and then David Hogg, correct?
Yes, yes. And he was a former deputy executive director since 2021. So he's been there for quite some time. And I would say he's probably part of some of these bad mistakes that the Democratic National Committee has been making.
Yeah, I was looking a little bit at his resume here. And, you know, Elizabeth Warren made her own headlines during President Trump's speech the other night when he pointed her out. What's your take on this? I mean, we've talked about this a lot the last few days here. The Democratic Party seems lost, and in my opinion, they don't seem to grasp yet why they lost so badly in November.
Yeah, I mean, this is not your mom and dad's working class Democratic Party, you know, blue collar party of the people. This has become the party of the woke left. And I think that's where they've gone off course. And it's not, you know, just the extremes like, as it used to be. It's taken over the ideology of the entire party. And that's where they've lost the American people. It doesn't seem like they've learned from their mistakes of November. If you just look at that joint session to Congress the other day and Donald Trump's speech, you know, holding up these weird bingo paddles, and, you know, they couldn't even stand for a child with brain cancer. They couldn't stand for a 95-year-old mother of a Russian in captivity American Relief. They couldn't stand for the mother of Lake and Riley. I mean, what do you stand for as a member of Congress at this point?
Literally and figuratively.
Yes, exactly. It seems like they want to be professional protesters rather than productive members of Congress. So, you know, I think they need to take a hard look in the mirror, but it doesn't seem like they want to go that route, and they just want to keep doubling down on these woke policies.
This is the first I'm hearing of this guy. What do you think he feels is necessary to win over, in particular, the young voters that were going really more conservative in this last election?
I don't know. Listen, I don't know him personally. And look, maybe to his credit, he has some brilliant mastermind strategy to turn around the Titanic. But it seems like they're digging into, you know, with David Hogg, who, you know, is pretty far left to me. It seems like the organization is still going down that track and going down the leftist route. And, you know, maybe you'll get some of the younger college protester types. But I don't think you're winning back the working class people that you lost in this past election.
No, Jeanette Hoffman is our guest. So just different subject for a minute. What do you think about Gavin Newsom's flip-flop on the transgender issue? I mean, I think it's complete strategery, right?
Oh, yes, totally. I mean, Gavin Newsom is reading the tea leaves, and he's like, hey, my party's going in the wrong direction right now. I better make some news and try and come back to the middle. But, you know, listen, I don't buy it, because what he's doing in California is the exact opposite. If you look at his record, he's part of, you know, some of the investigations into school districts, you know, of school districts who are sending out notices on parental notification on this issue. So, you know, he may, you know, read the room and say, hey, my party's going too far to the left and we need to protect women's sports. But in actuality, he's doing the opposite in California. But, you know, this all goes to show you how far down the wrong path the Democratic Party is going by not protecting women in women's sports and allowing biological males to compete.
It seems like a no-brainer for sure. Jeanette Hoffman, thank you for your time this morning.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Mark. Have a great day.
You bet. You too. You as well. Yeah. she sees the same thing in Newsom that I do. That's making all the headlines this morning, the Charlie Kirk interview. We talked about it last hour, where he suddenly decided it's men and women's sports is just not fair, and his fellow liberals are melting down, and what he's just done is position himself for that big chunk of the Democratic Party that agrees that it's just not fair. The rest of them can't see it. We're going to be back. Check a business here in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.